Grad student Greg Olson spent the day catching menhaden off of Grand Isle. To process the samples, he cuts the fish open so preservatives will adhere to their insides.
You notice how the intestinal vortex there is kind of white?
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It's showing that there's some kind of possible scarring in there.
Scarring possibly caused by ingesting oil. Dr. Ralph Portier is leading the study. Olson and Portier are using menhaden as a measuring stick to gauge how much oil is left in the Gulf. Every year, the amount of oil found in the fish should decrease incrementally until it levels out. If another massive spill happens, the research will provide a baseline of contaminants in the ecosystem to which to compare new pollution. And spills can be compared to one another, Portier says.
It may be that in the young, after four years from the spill, we don't find appreciable, if any, amounts of residuals from the oil spill. But it might be another 4 or 5 years before we don't see residuals in tissue from higher feeding fish.
Portier says menhaden absorb the oil because they're filter feeding fish. They're studying menhaden specifically because they're what he calls a sentinel species.
It is at a transition in the food chain from the primary producers and the top predators, things like red snapper and other recreational catchfish.
Menhaden go into fish oil, vitamins, makeup, and livestock feeds. Portier estimates that the heavy metal content of the fish is 1/10,000th of what the FDA allows.
We're not talking about anything here that is, you know, is deleterious to the value of the catch. It's analytically what we're looking for as indicators, as tools.
Oil gushed from BP's wellhead for 86 days. The full effects of the spill may not be known for years or decades.
The BP spill is a unique spill because it was not a spill, it was a continuous oiling event. We don't have very good models on that yet.
Looking out over the marshes, it's hard to tell there's anything wrong.
A lot of those islands you see, you can pull right up to it and it'd be difficult to walk on because mostly it's just it's grass. Sometimes this water can be real glassy too. Right now it's got a little chop to it, but sometimes it can be, it'll be just as still as you can, almost look like a window pane.
Under that water, there is still oil from the spill and oil from other accidents. Small spills are a regular occurrence. The oil remnants Olson and Portier have found can't be chemically tied to the BP spill in particular. Olson called pogie the kidneys of the Gulf.
And then when there's a school of pogies, you'll notice that it's tinier ripples, and you'll see little silver flashes, little bitty silver flashes in the ripples. And when you see that, you know you've got yourself a school of pogies right there in front of you.
Olson stood on the back of a small motorboat, gently removing bait fish one at a time from a gill net. Their scales are sharp, Olson warned. You won't notice the cuts in your hands until after it's done, like the BP spill. Olson and Portier are trying to expose the cuts. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.